We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top on the two dots of Memhei Amud Aleph. It said in our Mishnah that Mishi Yotza Bereshus, someone who went out Bereshus, it means Fekitash Achaydash, like Rashi says, or to save someone from an army, or from a flood, or to help a midwife to help someone give birth. It says that if the Maisa was done already, and you get to the place that, oh, it's done already, you still get 2,000 amos from each direction where you are, even though you're out of your tchum, the special din derabbanan, you get 2,000 amos. And the Mishnah at the end says, anyone who goes out to save someone could return back home. So l'chayra, from the beginning of Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah is a stira, and that's what all Gemara will deal with. Zakta Gemara, v'chal yoytzin lahatzel choyzum v'kaimon. Whoever goes out to save someone is let to return to its place, to his place. Mara asks, "Vafilo tuva, even more than 2,000 amos, you can return back even more than 2,000 amos." Va'amit ratio, it says in the ratio, "Apayim ama v'suloi." Anyone who goes out to save someone, he only gets 2,000 amos, and that's it. So how can you say it's a stira? How can you return back home? It says you only get 2,000 amos. So the Gemara, Rav, you're right. You can't return more than 2,000 amos, but what it means is shechroizrin beklizayin lemekayman. What it means is that in the case where you're within 2,000 amos of your house and you can walk back to your house, you even let it bring back your klizayin with you, or whenever you're going, you always could take the klizayin with you, and don't say it's chil Shabbos to carry the klizayin or to it's muksa, but either way, you let it carry your arms back home with you, and we'll see in the Gemara later why. But the Gemara first says, "My kusha, you don't have to say this with tarets. I have a different tarets I could say. Dilma lahatzel shani. Maybe the ratio of the Mishnah says Mishiyotzer Rishos is talking about, let's say, a midwife. He only gets 2,000. She only gets 2,000 amos in each direction. But maybe someone who goes to save someone from the war, he can go all the way back home. Maybe it's different. Maybe lahatzel shani. And the reason is because there you worry the enemies might run after him. So maybe there it's more dangerous. So he let even go back home. So maybe it's not even a stira." But the Gemara says, I'll tell you a kasha where it is a stira. Eli kasha al kasha. Our Mishnah technically would not be a stira, because you could say that the ratio the Mishnah is talking about went out for a shus means like a midwife, and the sefer, it says you go back home, it's talking about someone who's saving someone from the enemies. They're worried the enemies run after you, you live for you, go back home. But Eli kasha al kasha. This, I'll show you where it's clearly shver. The Tanaim. Look at the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, by the beginning, when people went to give Eidus on the new moon, after they said Eidus, they did not move from their spot. They couldn't move out of the Dalet Amos. So if they were in a Mechitza, they got the whole area of the Mechitza, but they couldn't leave their place the whole day. And it was a little difficult for them. People didn't want to go give Eidus. It says, Hiskura Gamil HaZaken, Gamil HaZaken made a Takana, which is this din of 2,000 Amos, comes from Gamil HaZaken's Takana. Sheyesh Lama Paim Amel Chol Ruach. They get 2,000 Amos in each direction. Well, not only for the people who came for Kiddush HaChayus did they make this takana. The midwife that comes to help a lady give birth. Someone who comes to help save people from the enemies. From a river. From buildings that fell down. From a fire. All these people come to save. They are like the people of the city, and they get 2,000 amish in each direction. So what does it say? Even someone who comes, lahatzel menagayis, here it says clearly, we're talking about someone who comes to save someone from an army, still, yeshno payim am lecha ruach. Vesulay, that's it. Well, our Mishnah says, v'amrit kol yoytzim lahatzel l'chayzim v'kayimun, whoever who saves people from the army could go back home. So now here, this is a stira here. Here already you can't say that it's different, because it's clear in this Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that even habal lahatzel menagayis only gets 2,000 amos. And our Mishnah says, kol yoytzim lahatzel l'chayzim v'kayimun. I feel a tuva, even if it's more than 2,000 amos to go back. Of course, the halach is taka, you only can go 2,000 amos. But the halach is you could bring your klizayin back with you. That's the halach. You could take the klizayin with you, you could take it back. By the beginning, after they left, they came to save people from, let's say, an army. When they left that city that they helped, they left their arms at the edge of the city. They didn't take care of it with them as they went back. They didn't carry it with them. But the enemies realized that they're leaving without the arms. But they went chasing after them. So they ran back to the house near the wall to get their arms, v'nichesu litol, kli zayin, v'nichesu oyev machreim, and the enemies ran after them. Dochu ze azeh, they pushed each other, hargu ze azeh, yoyisim ma'ashe hargu oyevim. But they landed up stampeding on each other, the Yidden themselves, who were running after the arms, stampeded each other in their house, and they killed themselves more than the enemies would have killed them. They should take back with them, wherever they go back, wherever they go return, they should take the Kli Zayin with them. That means, let's say their house is within 2,000 amos of this city, they bring it back to their own homes. The latter bring the Kli Zayin back with them. That's what made at the corner. And the reason is, of course, it was dangerous to leave it. Since it was dangerous to leave it, so Meshum V'Kuach Nefesh, they allowed them to bring it back with them. Like the Rabbi Yonason speaks that clearly, that the Vart was that they allowed it because it was a Shaila of B'Kuach Nefesh, and therefore they allowed them to bring back their arms with them. So it says, I read the Lashon of the Rabbi Yonason, it says, Meshum the Kasha Reishu L'Seifa K'minon Choyzim Eklizayim Lim Kaimam. They say, "Later, bring your arms back." Not worry about caring for Amish Rabbim. Not a problem of Achnasa. And so, Fisher's a Connor's a Fasher saw you. Yes, Bedava. And Menichin Chutz Tchum. And Chutz Leirva is welcome. It's a Connor's a Fasher, and therefore allowed you to bring it back home. So that's the mindset of Pshat in our Mishnah. One of the Pshat in our Mishnah is that when it says 2,000 Amish, that's all you get. It's true. But it says Kol Yoytzim Lahatzah Choyzim Kaim means you allowed to carry your arms back home. It's not a pshat. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Loi Kasha Dim Pshat Loi Kasha. Really, we're not talking about arms here. We're talking about going either one. On one hand, says only 2,000 amos. The other hand says you're allowed to go all the way back home. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says Loi Kasha. Kan Shenitzchu Yisraelos Umas Oylam. Kan Shenitzchu Umas Oylam Es Atzmam. It depends. If the Klal Yisrael won the war, so then they only go back 2,000 amos. But if the Umas Oilam won the war, then they could go all the way back home because they're scared they're going to be chased after, and therefore they could go even further than 2,000 Amos. And Halacha Lamai, so we pass like both Akimtas. We pass in that if the Goyim won, you go all the way back home. If the Yidden won, you all go 2,000 Amos, but you still can bring your arms back with you. That's how the Rosh Paskins, and that's how we pass in with both Akimtas. Look tomorrow, right? Amrei v'dom rav. Nochrim shetzoru al yaris Yisrael. Goyim that came and laid siege on a city, a Jewish city. Ein yotzev lehem kli zaynam v'mechalam v'shabbos. You're not allowed to go out to war with them, and you're not allowed to mechalas v'shabbos. Pashish learns one thing, but the Merem Yisrael learns just two different things. It means even the weekday you're not allowed to go out to war on them, because it's not talking about a case of sekonos sefashos. We'll see in a second. Einam mechal Shabbos. What's the case? We'll see in a second. Ta'ina mehachi nachrim shetzaru v'medvar amurim kishabol iski mamin. Avabol iski nefashos yoytz lehem klizayin mechal mes Shabbos. This whole halacha that was saying that you don't go out to war at all and you're not mechal Shabbos is talking about they're coming for money. But if they're coming to kill, obviously you go out and you fight them and you fight them even on Shabbos. And the Brayta says, "V'ira smuch l'sfar." If you have a city that's near the, it's like a border city. It's the city bordering the separation between the goyim and the Eden. Then the fill loybal alaskin afashes alaskin mam iskit heaven v'kash yoytzlam v'kizayin mechal mas Shabbos. If it's a city that's protecting, it's the in between, it's the border, it's the buffer between the Eden and the goyim. Then even if they're coming for money, you're allowed to go out the Mechal HaSa Shabbos. Even if they're coming for money, you're allowed Mechal HaSa Shabbos. Because that's a very strategic city, and you don't want that to be captured, and therefore, even if they're coming for money, you're allowed to fight it on, you're allowed to fight them on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yisrael Bar Yoimi, Omer Rav Nachman, Bavel Kira Smuch L'Sfar Damya. Bavel is like, there's a certain city in Bavel, is an Ira Smuch L'Sfar, it's like a city that's near the border. With Targuma Nardoi. And what's the... Which one do we mean? We mean the city of Nardar. The city of Nardar in Bavel, that's the city which, that city is near the border, and that city you have to protect it, and you can even Mechal Shabbos, the city of Nardar, you could even Mechal Shabbos to protect that city, even if it's only coming for money. The Agoyes Hashri, God speaks out, brings up Baruch Zeru, I think, that the Zanazer, even if they come for money, you could be Mechal Shabbos, because it's always a chash nefashos. And the Mishabura writes, you know, and maybe Mechaber writes, a kolafia inyan, depends on the inyan, But most of the time these days when people come for money, it could be a Shav Kuch Nefesh, and therefore it's very possible you could be Mechal Shabbos even to come in for money. You have to know in every case, Bezvan Azeh, what to do. But that's usually the halacha, that Bezvan Azeh, if they're coming as a robbery, it could be Mechal Shabbos. You could call the police. Zok the Gemara Vaitem. Doris Revi destroyed the Mimbiri. Maidech Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayegidu Dov Leimar, they told David, saying, Hine Plishtim Necham Bekila. Kila was a small city that was near Plishtim, was near the Plishtim. It was a border city. And on Shabbos, the Plishtim came, Vayemashoysim Es Agronis. They were pillaging the Tvua. They were stealing the Tvua. Tana, and says there a story that David went out to war on Shabbos. And we'll see. Let's see the Gemara of Darshan. The Gemara of Darshan. This is a makar that he go out to war when it's a city that's close to the border. Tana Keila Ir Hasmuch Losfar Haisa. Keila was a city that was close to the border. But Hamlei Bo Ela Aski Tevim Makash. They only came because they were trying to steal the straw. The Chsev Hamas Shaisim Es Agronis. They were pillaging the Gronis. The Chsev Ayishal Dov Hashem Leimar Ha'ilach V'Kesi Plishtim Ha'ilach. Hashem, David went and asked Hashem with the Urim and Tumim, and he asked, should I go fight the Plishtim? Vayimah Hashem David, Leich v'kisa Plishtim. Yeah, go. Vayishat Eskila, and you'll save Ki'ila. Micah, brother, what was his question? Ilay Me'ishari Yasa. It was his question if it's Mutter Asa. Rei Bezdin of Shmuel Aramasi Kayim. Bezdin of Shmuel was still around those days. You didn't have to go ask the Urim and Tumim and Shayla Halacha. Ella, his question to Urim and Tumim was, Imatzlach Ili Matzlach. If it's a miyasliach or not, they can be the chsiv leich v'kisa b'plishtim v'shat askeila. The answer was, go do it and you'll win. So you see, the question was, if it's a miyasliach or not, shma mina, that was the question. Are you going to have atzlacha? Are you going to win the war? That was the question. But on the shayla of Asa v'heter, you could have asked Shmuel. Now, Tosis asked that the case in the pasuk that you just asked was, if you're going to win or not, so what's the raya? How do you see here, Yimachal Asa Shabbos? He didn't ask that question. He asked if it's a miyasliach or not. So Tosis answers that Avivite, they were telling him to go be Moiser Nafsha in it and go out L'mchama, even though it was only Tevim and Kash. So you see, Mechal Asa Shabbos, similar to the Vart that we said over the Merayim Mesada, that really, if it's only for money, you shouldn't go to war either, because it's dangerous. You don't go to war for that either. So, but see, since you see that, you told him to go out to war, it must be, it could be Mechal Asa Shabbos. That's the Tosis answers. And therefore, you see from here that it could be Mechal Shabbos when it's a city that's near the border. And this Ke'ila was the era Smuch L'Sfaris, so it was near the border of Plishtim, and therefore they were allowed to go out to war for that. Dr. Mr. Vaita, back to a Mishnah about Trumim. The halach is that if you are Shavis, when Shabbos comes in, you're within 2,000 amos of a city, so you get the Trum of that city if you want, if you like. But if you're not, then you get 2,000 amos for wherever you are. So here we have a story of someone, Mish Yoshev Adarach, he was on the way to a certain city, but he couldn't see the city, and he sat down to take a rest. And he didn't realize if he was within 2,000 amos of the city or not. He thought he's been kind of Shvisa right here. Va'omad, next one he wakes up, he sees he's within 2,000 amos of the city. Since it wasn't his kavana to go into, to be part of that city, he can't go into the city, he only has 2,000 amos where he is. And in the case where, so Lo'ikonis means he can't go the entire city to be like that city. He can walk till wherever his 2,000 amos end. It might be in the middle of the city, it might be the beginning of the city. So Lo'ikonis means, like Rashi learns, he doesn't go into being someone like a city, like a city dweller. Dibrav Meir. Rudei Mikonis, he could go in, because on Maisi, he was in part of the Tchum. Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, even Nichzor of Tarfon, Lo'im Eskaven. I have a story for Rabbi Tarfon like this, that he didn't have Kavana, and he got the whole city. That's a real chalik. So Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, if you did not know you were part of the city, could you be part of the city or not? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, Rabbi Tarfon. Now the Bryce, the Mara brings the Bryce, the Rabbi Yehuda explains the story that he was saying over Rabbi Tarfon. Maisa, Rabbi Tarfon, Shem Halak Vodarach. He was walking on the way, Erev Shabbos on Friday. V'choshkola, he got dark. V'long chosli, and he went to sleep out of the city. The shachas in the morning, Matzah Roya Baker, Roya Baka, the shepherds found him. Amloi Rebbe, Harei Ir Lefanecha, the city is right here. Hikonis, go inside. Nichnas, he went inside. Yashvis, Mardus, Vidaros, Koyim Kula, and Darshan the whole day. So you see, he went into the city. He considered the city his tchum, Rabbi Yehuda's a raya. Amloi, Misham, right, that the raya? First of all, two truths him. Shem Beli Bahisa. So the way Rashi learns is maybe, you don't know the story, maybe there he knew he was in the city. He knew he was within 2,000 amas of the city. That's where he gets the tchum of the city. Oh, he based on Medrash, Mubla, Besef Tchumayah. Or the Beis Medrash was within 2,000 amas of where he was kind of Shvisa. And therefore, he could go to Beis Medrash. So it's not a Rai either way. Rashi learns, Hashem Beli Bahisa is that maybe he knew that he was in the city. So as Fasemar told, it's a little bit of a doichik, because it's mashman from the story that he didn't know he was in the city, that he was part of the city. So the way that Fasemar learns there is more like he was mesukta, because the Taisa before, Mem Gimel Abayis, Devar Maskel Matarim, that asks, we have in our Mishnah that the people going on the boat, and they weren't sure if they asked after Shabbos came. They asked her, Gamila, we kind of shvisa in the city. He said, yeah, I checked it out and I saw within 2,000 amos of the city. Even though they didn't know, but since there was so much of Gamila, that's enough. So here, Hashem believed by it means like this. He was mesupik. He said, if I'm part of the city, I want to be part of the city, and that's why it's better. Not that he knew for sure, he just wasn't sure, and therefore that's enough that you can be part of the city just by being mesupik and saying that you're part of the city. So we're coming out, that's a machlaikus over here, a mayor of Yehuda, if you have to have dafka in mind to be part of the city, or if you slept in, you're within 2,000 of a city, you get the tchum of the city.